Oh, can you believe it's December already, Lou?
Finally. I've kind of been waiting for this. Finally? I've been waiting. You know why? The whole Christmas tree thing. Do you know what my daughter said to me a couple of days ago on the 1st? She's like, hey, yeah, we're putting the Christmas tree up.
So is it up?
Not yet. It's going up on the weekend. Well, we've all been working and busy. So, yeah. But it's going up on the weekend. She informs me. I say, okay, you do whatever you need to do.
So that's a big plan for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember where all the tinsels, the baubles, the decorations?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's all in those big plastic tubs, yeah. We've got that. That's all sorted. That's no worries. But then, of course, it does then beg the question, it is coming down to crunch time for the old Christmas gifts.
Oh, yes.
And you don't want to be the person that gives the gift that goes on someone's crap Christmas gift list, do you? You
certainly don't. Because funnily enough, for all the Christmases that that we've had in our lives, it's the dud presents that stand out a little bit more than the good stuff. Like you, don't get me wrong, when you get something that you really want, you go, great, this is one of the best Christmases ever.
Yep.
But when you get something that's so hilariously wrong for you as a gift recipient, that's, you never forget that.
Yeah, it's true. And look, I know I'm tempting fate by mentioning the gift in my life that was the crappiest gift I've ever received.
Yeah.
Because I have talked about this gift before, and in years gone by, there was no way that my sister, who doesn't live on the border, could actually hear me talking about it. But now there are multiple ways that she can hear me talking about it.
Right.
She could listen through listener.
Big fan of the show, is she?
Look, who knows? But the point is, I'm taking my life into my own hands, but I'm biting the bullet. I'm going to do it.
Yep.
So, and this particular gift that was given to me one Christmas was made even more crap by the fact that said sister was traditionally the best Christmas gift giver of the family.
Oh, so she'd set a really high standard.
Super high standard. She used to give me the best gifts, especially when I was a kid.
Yep.
Brilliant gifts, right?
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, this.
What? Now you've prefaced this. Go.
Okay, so here I am. We're our family Christmas. It's years ago now. It's probably more than 20 years ago. It's a long time, but I've never forgotten. I opened up the gifts, and everyone goes, spends their time and their money and chooses the absolute perfect gift, right?
Yeah, excellent.
It was a tea towel and...
You could just stop there.
And a pot holder. But
what?
Not even a nice designer tea towel and pot holder, not a home decor style. It was a Christmas tea towel.
Oh, even better.
And pot holder.
Seasonal.
Yeah, so I couldn't even use it very often, like once a year. And it's taking up valuable space in my drawer. Anyway, I know I need to let it go, but it does stick in my mind as being the crappiest gift ever.
That's great.
But she gave the same thing to everyone in the family. We all got the same gift.
So she would have got a bulk discount?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, I'm sorry, sis, but you know it was a crap gift. So I'm just putting it out there. What about you? What is the worst gift you've ever received?
He was a well-meaning uncle. He really was. And I think he was celebrating my first foray into the world of radio.
Ah.
First year in radio, this is going back, 23 years ago now, my uncle presented me on Christmas, and I'm sure this would have been like $9.95 at Radio Shack or something, a build-it-yourself radio kit.
Ah.
Because obviously if I didn't love radio enough.
You wanted to build one.
At home, I could get all of the pieces together in this little circuit board.
Build it and they will come.
That's it. And he actually he actually said, oh, you might need to get one of your station engineers to do the soldering. Oh, of course, Uncle. Thank you. This is amazing. Thank you. It never left the bag.
Never?
Never.
Stayed in the box?
I don't even know where it is now. I think it hit the bin on the ride home.
Yeah.
Because I just went, yeah, this is not for me. Also up there with, this is a gift that my brother and I both got from a lady that we worked for. We both had a side job at a news agency on a weekend.
Yep.
Working a few hours there. And we both received, even though we're two different sizes, the same size black polo shirt. So
did it have like News Power or the news agents' logos?
Thankfully,
on
no. It wasn't a work uniform, thankfully. But like we opened it up and we're like, oh, okay, cool. Because in the news agency, there was plenty of stuff that we could have unwrapped and went, this is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. I'm all about stationery.
Yeah.
So any kind of stationery.
Or a favourite magazine or something like
anything.
That.
Anything. Yep. But
now we've got two plain black polo shirts, both the same size. And Guy, my brother, is slightly taller and a hell of a lot thinner than I am.
Wow.
So he was swimming in
it. That's funny.
I thought that was pretty good. And then my final one, I'll leave you with this one. This was one of those obligation presents. When you invite someone around for Christmas lunch.
Oh, yep.
And they bring something. And obviously, I can't remember who it was, one of Dad's mates, who must have left this last minute, just happened to be walking past a bookstore and grabbed for $2.99, because he kept the price tag on it, a book on Australian history.
Fabulous.
And presented it to my brother and I and said, there you go, that's for your classes on Australian history, which we weren't actually doing anything.
So thoughtful. Probably should have just grabbed the Cadbury favourites, shouldn't
he? A box of chocolates, Ferrero Rochers, anything. Like, give us a Mars bar.
Yeah.
But seriously, it was a book on Australian history. And my dad was trying to be so nice about it. He goes, oh, that'll help your Australian studies, won't it, Al? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, of course it will.
If I was doing any of
it. Here's a question, right?
Yes.
How do you feel about the handmade gift? How are you about like handmade presents?
Once upon a time, I never got any handmade stuff.
Okay.
But now I live with the world's craftiest wife.
Yep.
So I've had quite a few handmade presents in my time. I enjoy the thought and the feeling behind them. When you start to build up a collection, though, like you just go, I don't know if I've got any more room.
Depends what they are, I suppose.
Yeah.
I must admit, I love a handmade gift.
Yep.
I love to make them
Excellent.
For people, and I love to receive them from people because I love craft and I love the fact that someone's put time and effort into making
something. Yeah, I think that's
great, I think you have to target your handmade gift recipients.
Yes.
Because some people do not appreciate handmade gifts. And I think if you've put a lot of time and effort into one, here's just my little gem of wisdom for today.
Okay.
If you put a lot of time and effort into making something, make sure you're giving it to someone who loves handmade things.
Yes.
Otherwise, that time and effort's not appreciated and it's just sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you have to explain what it is that you're handing over, an issue.
Yeah, well, that's an issue. But
it's
but
an ashtray.
Yeah.
And is I'm it?
Talking about, you know, things like, I mean, like quilts or table runners or beanies or any of that kind of stuff that have taken hours to make. Mm. And I'm telling you, they take hours
in
to make.
In quilts, absolutely.
Oh, those take hours to make. Only very select people get those in my life, let me tell you. But, I feel like that's my little public service announcement this Christmas.
Yep.
If you make handmade, beautiful handmade things, only give them to people that you absolutely know are going to appreciate them.
That's right. And if you're going to give anyone a book on Australian history, make sure they're studying Australian history too.
Yeah, there you go. Pearls of wisdom dropped here on Triple M.
It's Lou and Al. We'll catch you again soon here at Triple M and Listener.